Lesson 9. Bully Solutions. Do you get picked on at school? Lots of kids do. Teasing is normal and usually harmless. But when teasing crosses the line and changes to bullying, it is a different matter. It becomes a serious problem. Fortunately, there are ways of dealing with it. Let's discover some of the things that you and your school can do to keep bullying in check. Teasing becomes bullying when it is done with malice. The weapons used can be words or fists. Having someone make fun of you can hurt just as much as being hit. Unfortunately, bullying is more common than you might think. A survey of 6,000 students in grades 4 to 6 was taken in the late 1990s. A quarter of them said they were often picked on by bullies. 1 in 5 admitted to being bullies themselves. Not so long ago, teachers and parents believed they should not stop bullying when they saw it happening. Children who complained about attacks were told, "You have to learn to stand up for yourself," or, "If a bully hits you, hit back." This was bad advice. Bullies want you to stand up for yourself. Then they can knock you down. They want you to hit back. Then they can hit you again, even harder. Let's look at what each individual can do. It is important to learn the right attitude to have when people try to bully you. If they call you a coward, try agreeing with them. Ask them for any useful hints on overcoming fear that they might like to share with you. Try to make a joke out of it. By doing this, you show the bullies that you are not afraid. When you do that, you take all the fun out of bullying. Studies show that bullies gradually lose interest after a week or two when the person picked on does not play along. Here is another suggestion. Have a buddy, someone you are able to spend a lot of time with. That way you can defend each other if the need arises. Remember that bullies like to pick on people who are alone or who seem to have no friends. Schools have come up with different solutions to the bullying problem. One started a bully buster box. Students could drop notes into it about any bullying they saw. They did not have to give their own names if they chose not to. The bullies became afraid that their actions would be reported. Then they were not quite so quick to pick on someone. Another school had students meet once a week, sitting in a circle. They talked face to face about any acts of bullying they had seen or caused. At these meetings, the bullies themselves were sometimes the first to confess. They often felt guilty and unhappy. Children who like to hurt other children often grow up to be adults, who continue to like hurting others. It is a habit that is hard to break, and it can get them in a great deal of trouble later in life. That is why bullies need help just as much as those they are trying to hurt. The bully is a miserable human being, someone to be pitied, and definitely not to be copied. If you should suffer at the hands of a bully, try to find a way to reach out to him or her. It is not easy to turn a bully into a buddy, but it can be done. With help from others, you may be able to find a way.